And now we turn to one South Phoenix resident and business owner who has been involved in the discussions about this development for some time now. Jordan Jax is from South Phoenix and is also a board member of nonprofit business accelerator Hustle Phoenix. And he has a more nuanced view of the light rail development than some of the folks who have been speaking out at the city council. He's been working with the city and Valley Metro, he says, on the plans for the South Phoenix extension for about a year and a half now. But he says he has been focused on trying to make it as equitable as possible for South Phoenix going forward. I spoke with him more about all of this earlier this morning, and we started with his reaction to the city council's decision last night.
I think anytime there's this much of an investment in a place that's been de-invested, there's a lot to monitor, a lot to watch out for, and positives and negatives on either side. But ultimately, I'll be honest, it was sad to hear a lot of my South Phoenix residents think so short-term-minded.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the objections about not being four lanes or even just not having the light rail came mm-hmm. from how many people are riding the bus today. Construction won't be completed until 2023, and we need to plan for the future, what South Phoenix is going to look like 30 years from now. And if we have a time right now where the city's wallet's open and the Fed is willing to double down on what the city's going to put up, you know, I'm curious to see what that would look like and if that can be done in an equitable way. And I think that city council folks are realizing that. They said, hey, we need to pump the brakes and figure out some things, which I applaud them. They absolutely need to do that.
Right. So the city has decided to go forward with this extension, but also to get more input from the community as it does and to look at this four lanes plan as well. Are you okay with that decision? Does that feel like a compromise to you?
So this, as far as me being upset about it, absolutely. I think there's a lot of misinformation. And so, for example, a lot of individuals who were rightly so up in arms that it was going to be two lanes instead of four don't realize that a vote for four lanes is a vote for business displacement. In fact, I believe I think her name is Cecilia, the nice lady who owns the window shop
mm-hmm.
that's close to the curb, who is very much the face of this four lanes, no train. I'm not sure if she knew that even her business would be taken away with four lanes as close to the curb as it is. The city hasn't shown a plan where they can have four lanes and not displace. I believe the number was 84 different lots or businesses,
mm-hmm.
especially those that are south of Broadway and honestly more vulnerable.
All right. What do you think they need to hear from the community as they go forward and ask for more input and like you said, to make sure that it's more equitable?
I feel like we as a community just need to get together. Even without the city of Phoenix and Valley Metro in the room, we need to figure out what we want as a community and what we want the future of our city to look like, as well as paying homage to the past. And I'm very much into preserving the existing culture
mm-hmm.
And the people that live in South Phoenix. So we need to encompass the past and prepare for the future. And we need to dictate what our future looks like. And agree with that ourselves privately and then present something to the city and say, hey, this is what the residents want. Because as of now, people are up in arms about information that's not true.
Yeah. So it sounds like you come at this from an interesting perspective, like you want it to happen in the right way. Do you think there's a way to do that, though? I mean, we've talked to a lot of South Phoenix residents on the show who are either saying, if it doesn't happen with four lanes, we don't want it at all, or we don't want it at all even if it did happen with four lanes. So when you look at it, you understand those concerns, it sounds like, but
mm-hmm.
what do you
Absolutely.
Want it to look like then going forward?
Whether if it's four lanes or 16 or two, either way, I just want to make sure that we win at the end. If it does happen, I think it needs to happen in a way that is slow, where we control it. And what I mean by that is we know that construction from a timeline standpoint is going to be a few years. But as far as what areas are being impacted and when, that's something that we can control.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've spoken with individuals who were on other parts of the light rail businesses that have been there and discussed what they liked and what they didn't like. Things like construction cones being out in front of your business for, I don't know, a year and a half when the immediate impact of the construction that's in front of your area is a much shorter time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to be smart as far as how we are disrupting the businesses, as well as the support that we're giving businesses during construction, before construction, and even after. And that's something that needs to be measurable. That's something that needs to be tracked. And that's something that we need to hold Valley Metro to.
Yeah. Do you think that the outrage about this that's come up now after the community voted on it a couple of years ago, and all of the concern, all of the voices we heard at the city council over the last few days, do you think this is about a bigger fear of the coming change to South Phoenix, which is seeming inevitable at this point?
Yeah. I think it is a big fear. South Phoenix is an island, and it's always been like that. Islanders like myself, a Southsider, we are hesitant to allow anyone from the outside to come in and do anything. So yeah, there is a fear that things can change in the future in a place where this used to be the only place due to redlining for Black and Brown families, Asian as well,
mm-hmm.
As well as poor whites, and we all have gotten together and enjoyed living together. We want to continue to do that. The history of investments like this, and just like all over the city in America, gentrification is real. People are being displaced. But I think we have a unique ability due to our relationships, due to our networking and our sense of history, that we could potentially have an investment like this and it works out well for us. But we need to control that.
All right. Jordan Jacks is a resident in South Phoenix and a business owner there. He's also a board member of nonprofit business accelerator Hustle Phoenix. Jordan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, my